When it comes to treating and preventing people getting COVID-19, we've been told that the only solution is a brand new vaccine. That's not true. There are alternative and complementary treatments for respiratory conditions, which is what COVID-19 is. One of them is ivermectin. It's had over 3.7 billion doses administered over the last 60 years. In that time, it's had a proven safety record. Over the past year, ivermectin has been successful where used against COVID in some Indian states and in some South American, European and Asian countries. There are over 40 medical and scientific papers which hail ivermectin's success. So why is it banned for this use with COVID in Australia? It raises serious questions about Big Pharma's monopoly and conflicts of interest and its stranglehold over government. For example, Google's parent company, Alphabet, owns YouTube. YouTube has banned any videos that even mention ivermectin as a possible COVID treatment. They even took down one of my videos, and I'm a federal senator. But here's the kicker. Alphabet owns 12% of Vaccitech, who created the AstraZeneca vaccine. Aren't these conflicts of interest? The federal government's Therapeutic Goods Administration wrote me a threatening letter for publicly discussing ivermectin. The way I see it, I'm a duly elected member of Australia's National Parliament, doing my lawful duty, sharing accurate data and information with you. Silencing debate and data is a form of control. And always beneath control, there is fear. Is dishonest Big Pharma afraid of losing its hundreds of billions of dollars in profits? Is the government afraid to admit they've made a huge mistake? I have no financial or other ties with vaccine makers or ivermectin or drug companies. My interest is in ensuring we protect people's health and restore our nation's economic health and security. That's why alternative and complementary treatments must be available. On the best evidence we have, ivermectin should be available, must be available. Without it, the government has blood on its hands.